Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, in the scripture that we just read, he said, now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you, be with your spirit, be with you all. Everybody say communion of the Holy Spirit. Can you commune with Him? Can you fellowship with Him? Can you get to know Him? Absolutely. He is a knowable person. But you're not going to even try to get to know Him if you think He's an it. Huh? You can't fellowship with this chair. This chair is an it. What constitutes, what makes up a person? I'd say these attributes for sure. A person has a mind. Right? Has a will, has emotions, has words and actions and reactions. Does the Holy Spirit have all this?
Yes.
Does He have a mind?
Yes.
Does He have a will?
Yes.
Does He have, what, for lack of a better word, emotions?
Yes.
Yep, let me prove it to you. Go to Romans. Go back. I should have told you to hold your place there, but go back to Romans 8. Now, I know I'm laying some foundation here, and I'm giving you a... You have to understand, I used to teach in a Bible school, so sometimes that comes back on me. And I like knowing that I'm standing on something solid, don't you? Not somebody's theory or opinion about something. I want to know, show me the scriptures. Right? Not what you think. And the Holy Spirit, I know, you know, I've had people more than once come up to me and say, what about this Holy Ghost business? What is it? And you know right away, they don't know Him at all. And by the way, people refer to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person, is a divine person. He ought to be reverenced, ought to be respected. Amen. And treated as God. For He is. God the Father is God. The Lord Jesus is God. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is just as much God as is the Lord Jesus, as is the Father. And you can know Him. He can be as real to you as touching your hand. He can be as real to you and more so than any human person you've ever known. And He literally knows everything about everything. And He's in you 24/7. And so potentially you have access to this knowledge. That's why the Bible said 1 John 2:20, you have an unction. That word means anointing. What is that anointing? The Holy Spirit. He's in you. He is the anointing. The anointing is a person. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Well, I got the power. I want the power. Like this little guy. Didn't you think that was funny? He said, you better watch out. I got the power now. Well, he does have, but he's going to have to be taught a little bit about it. But, you know, well, I just want the power. Well, what is the power? The anointing. I want the anointing. Well, what is the anointing? The anointing, the power, is a manifestation of a person. When we're in here worshiping God and we sense His presence, He's real to us. We sense the peace of God. Or we sense the joy of the Lord sweeping over us. We are sensing a person. That's a person. Amen. Now, it's kind of challenging to our thinking because He is not limited to one corporal form. Every time you see us, it's us in the same body. But Him, He's a person. But one time he appears as a dove. Didn't say he's not a dove. He appeared in the shape and form of a dove. He also has appeared as fire. Fire. Talking fire. As a cloud. Numerous manifestations. I think that's one reason why people have been confused. Thought, well, how could that be a person? He is a person. How many of Moses talked to the fire? The fire talked back. Right? So he could show up in any number of manifestations and forms, but the same person. Are you in Romans? A person has a mind and will and emotions. And we're going to get a lot of insight into how he leads and guides us by talking about these things. One thing that will help you in our study and in thinking about this is to remind yourself that he is the second comforter. We studied this last week, right? Jesus said, you know, when he told them, I'm going away, they were upset. And he said, no, listen. It's better for you. It's expedient for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Comforter won't come. He said, but if I go away, I'm going to pray the Father. He's going to send you another Comforter. Yeah. Another means one of the same kind. So when we're talking about how can we commune and fellowship, what kind of relationship can we have with the Holy Spirit? Here's the type. What kind of relationship did Jesus have with his disciples? Because he was the first comforter. That's the kind of relationship we can have with the Holy Spirit. And he said it's even better. Because he's not just with us. He's in us. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
So when you're saying, well, what can I do with the Holy Spirit? What can he do with me? Ask yourself the question. Did Jesus and his disciples do that? How did they do it? Because we have that available to us and even more. Could they talk to Jesus? Could they ask him a question? Then can you talk to the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Can you ask him a question? Now, technically, you don't pray to the Holy Spirit. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. I said, what's the difference? Talking to him and praying to him. Well, if you talk to me, are you praying to me? No. You see what we're talking about? But can you talk to him? Can you say, Holy Spirit, what's wrong with this transmission? Huh? Holy Spirit, show me what color matches this carpet. He's the best interior decorator in the universe. He's the best tractor mechanic in the universe. Isn't he? Best hairstylist in the universe. He is. He knows everything about everything. And he's inside you right now, today. Have you been taking advantage of his help? Yeah, you're right. But just to be thinking this way is progress. Amen? Because we're being aware of him. Mo, hand your Bible to Miss Sharon and stand up here just a minute. Let's say Brother Mo is going to represent a Christian. Just stand around, face the crowd. And I'm going to represent the Holy Spirit. Now, Mo's been born again. He's been filled with the Spirit. So I am with him and in him 24/7. But let's just say that Mo's just walk around and go about your business. And I'm with him everywhere he goes. And he's got to deal with this. But so he thinks, and tries to figure out how to do it. And he makes a decision. But, you know, it didn't turn out too good. But he goes on and he asks these folks, what do y'all think I ought to do? And what do you think I ought to do? And I'm like, I know, Mo. I'm over here. I know. But he never looks at me. He never checks with me. And I am a gentleman. I'm not going to push anything off on him. If he doesn't want to know, I'm not going to tell him. If he doesn't ask, what the Bible say? You have not because. And so he goes through his life and he makes his decision and he goes and buys a car and he gets a lemon. And the whole time I knew it was a bad car. I would have told him, but he didn't ask. Huh? Didn't ask. He goes over here and he talks to this relative about this and it goes badly and it blows up in his face. And I would have told him, don't talk to them today about that. But he didn't ask, so I didn't tell him. And he goes through his life and he goes through his life. And all the time I'm over here and I know everything and I'd be glad to tell him, but he's not even checking in. He's got to acknowledge me. Is that right? He's got to acknowledge I am here. And he's got to ask me and listen. Are you with me? This is the first big step. Thank you, Brother Mo. Which he doesn't live like that. He's spirit led.
Amen.
Instead of head led. People led. Need led. Problem led. See, not that. Most people in the world are led by all this stuff. Reason led. Circumstance led. Feeling led. But we are.
Spirit-led.
Come on, that wasn't everybody. We are.
Spirit.
Holy Spirit led. You have to check and see. Is he saying something to me? Ask, look, check. I'm going to give you three. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, and it may take us months to get all this done.
Amen.
But I'm going to give you three major things we're going to be touching on that will absolutely revolutionize your life. It's not because of something I'm telling you. I'm telling you what the Lord's told us, what the Word tells us, something he's telling you. And help you to become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit than you've ever been, ever thought you could be. Number one, it's the three R's. R. Or depending on where you're from, Ara. The three R's. The first one is realization. Or just say realize. Realize. The second one is reverence. And the third one is respond. To be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to be led all the time, you must realize He's there and how He works and how He leads. You must reverence Him. He is a person, but not just any person. He's a divine person. He is God. He ought to be reverenced and respected appropriately and properly. That's all the time. That's not just at church. Right? That's when you're looking to Him and listening to Him on a Tuesday afternoon on the job. Should be reverenced and respected. And thirdly, you must respond to Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Person of the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R928. That's R928. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.